A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Gimel. Chulin 133a, pagination is 265. We'll start about a quarter of the way down. The last word on the line is Omar. It's midway of the small lines. Omar Rava said, Bodak Lan Rav Yosef. According to our text that says it's Rava, so he's referring to the Rebbe, Rav Yosef, tested us in the following way. This was a riddle of the Rebbe. Haikano techotev matanto. If you have a Kohen that grabs, he takes initiative to obtain the portions that he's entitled to, chavuve kamechavev mitzvah, is that an endearment of the mitzvah? Rav Yosef posed the question. O zilzulei kamezalzel b'mitzvah. Or is that disgracing the mitzvah? It's improper behavior to take such initiative and be a grabber. Upashtanolei, and he resolved the question, v'nosan, that the pasuk says the gifts should be given. V'lo sheyito mi'atzmo, he's not supposed to take them from his own initiative. He's supposed to wait till they're given to him. And that's the polite interaction of this mitzvah. Amar Abaye, Abaye, who was a Kohen, said, Mereish, initially, havachatifna matanto, I would grab the matanos, the gifts, meaning I would take initiative to try to obtain the gifts. Amina, I said, my logic was, chivivei kamechavivna mitzvah. I'm showing endearment for the mitzvah. It's special. It's exciting. We all want to have it. Kevin de Shamana Laha. Once I heard this teaching, v'nosan v'lo sheyito me'atzmo, it should be given to you and not that you should take it. Michtef lo chatifna, I would no longer take initiative. I wouldn't grab. Meimar amri havuli, but I would still tell people that I would want it. I solicited it. V'kevin de shamana la detanya. But then I heard another teaching. Vayatu acharei habotza, that the children of Shmuel were critiqued, that they turned after what's called bribery, and the Gemara explains that they certainly didn't take bribes. They weren't doing anything that was overtly improper, but there was an ethical issue that was being held against them in a very serious way. Rabbi Meir explained, B'nei Shmuel chelkam shu'alu b'fihem. They demanded their portion as Leviim verbally. And who could turn them down? They were leaders of the nation. And the result was that even though they're entitled to it, but they ended up stopping the fear distribution, and they deprived the needier Leviim of their portion. So Abaye said, once I heard that, Meimer Nami Lo Amino, I wouldn't even solicit, because Abaye likewise, regardless of his exact status in finances, but he was a person of prestige, and he wouldn't do this once he heard that this was the critique which was leveled against the children of Shmuel. V'yavuli shakilna, but if they would offer it to me, I would take it. Kevin de shamana laha de tanya. But once I heard another teaching that when there's not enough, hatsenuim, the discreet kohanim moshchem es yedeim, they withdraw. V'hargar geronim, but the gluttonous people, that's how they referred to, chalkim, they include themselves in the division. Once I heard such a teaching that they're called gluttonous, even though there wasn't really enough to go around, and everybody is vying for their portion, but they're called gluttonous. Mishkanami lo shakilna, I withdraw and I don't take from such distributions, even if they're offered to me. Levar mima leYom HaKippur, I make an exception for Erev Yom Kippur. Le'echzuke nafshoi bekani, so that I can be included in the Kohanim, that I should be known as a Kohen in town, because otherwise people wouldn't know that I'm a Kohen. So on Erev Yom Kippur, he would be included in the distribution. Asks the Gemara, V'lifras Yadei, why doesn't he just go up and duchen, do Birchas Kohanim, and everybody will see you're a Kohen? And the Gemara answers, Anse le'idne, his responsibilities in the yeshiva held him up, and he wasn't able to attend the shul in the main public area, the main shul. He would daven where he learnt, and therefore it was not publicly known, or it wouldn't be publicly known that he's a Kohen. So where he davened privately, so fine, he would say Berachas Kohanim. But to do something in town that was demonstrating that he's a Kohen, that was his opening, Erev Yom Kippur, he would be included in the distribution. We mentioned in the discussion of Asova Espino, not to shecht the parent and child on the same day, we mentioned that in Halacha, Erev Yom Kippur is not universally recognized as a day of shechting animals. It could be there still were more animals than usual, and there was a greater distribution, and it was a good opportunity for Abaye to get the Matnas Kahuna. Or it could be, like we saw, certain towns did shecht. The Taz, though, mentions that really it was a time they would shecht birds. That was the universal thing, and therefore universally there's no such halacha that you have to notify of Osova Espino on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yosef said, Haikana, Yavakoin, de islet surba me rabbonan b'shevivu say, he has a Talmud Chacham in his neighborhood, v'dechika le'milsa, and it's very pressured for this Talmud Chacham. He doesn't have the financial wherewithal to feed his family, to survive. Liski le matanto, great idea. Take the matnas kuhuna, that you're a Kohen, and then gift them to the Talmud Chacham. So on a strict halachic basis, that's fine, because the gift was given to the Kohen and it's not intrinsically holy like Truma. It's a financial gift, so you got it, and you could sell it. So instead of selling it, gift it to the Talmud Chacham on an ethical level. So the Talmud Chacham is doing the same work for which the Kohen is getting these gifts. As the Rambam describes, V'lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, different people can take upon themselves the responsibilities that were given as a legacy, as an inheritance in the house of Aaron, and they could also step forward, so help him out if he's needy in this way. And you could even do this without the gifts getting to your hand, meaning the Kohen who's going to be the middleman here. If you are the recognized Kohen or Levi, you could pass it on without ever touching it. You're the intermediary in logic, and fuchi matrasa, it goes straight without having to move the package from person to person, because it's recognized that you're the one who's going to get it. The Gemara continues and tells us a story. Rav Avrav Safra, these two Tamidei Chachamim, Mikalu Levei, Mar Yuchna Berei de Rav Chana Bar Ado, question of who the host was, but they came to this home, Ovid Le'igla Tilsa, and to honor them, they served a very good animal that they shecht for the occasion. Amalei Rava Leshamei, Rava said to the worker, to the waiter, Zachilan Matanta, acquire the Matnas Kuhuna, Debeina Lamecha Lishna Bechardala, I would like to eat the tongue with mustard, and you should take, the waiter apparently was a Kohen. There's discussion whether Rava was a Kohen or wasn't a Kohen, but perhaps he didn't want to take the initiative to get it for himself as a Kohen. So instead he told the waiter who would regularly get the matnas kahuna as a kohen, because the owner would give that to him as a tip. So he says, take it for me, Zachile Rava. I'm sorry, Zachile, so he acquired it for him. Rava ochal v'Rav Safra lo ochal. Rava ate and Rav Safra didn't eat. There was a rebuke that Rav Safra experienced in his dream, and when he came to Rav Yosef to ask him about it, he told him that Rava had misappropriated the ruling of Rav Yosef. In that, Rav Yosef's ruling is only meant for a person who's dechika le'milsa, who's in desperate straits, and in such a case, the person can take through a different kohen, through a kohen, can get these portions, but if he's not in desperate straits, he's not supposed to do this initiative. In Halacha, Yoredeya, Samach Aleph, Yudalid, Kohen Sheyesh Lo Makirim, if a Kohen has close friends, Sheregilim Litanu Matnoseyem, that it's normal for them to give him their Kohen gifts, Yachal Liskosam LeYisrael, he can give them directly to a Yisrael, Sheyikabla Miyad Makirov, that can accept it directly from these friends, Vidafka, but only Shahazoch Talmud Chacham, the person who you're designating them for is a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, Vashaa Duchukalo, and it is very difficult for him, and therefore this is a method, a trick that can be employed to benefit the person. There is an opinion of the Rambam that the part here that described that he was a shamus, he was the waiter, is also a factor. And that was also part of the problem, but that's beyond what we have on the page of Gemara with Rashi. So we'll put that on hold for now. But there is another factor which is brought in Halacha. Again, a fascinating piece about Abaya's revising as a Kohen, how he related to Matnas Kahuna, in what way was he willing to take it, is it admirable to be proactive, or should he wait, should he be discreet, etc., all kinds of nuances of the appropriate way to deal with this mitzvah, and Rav Yosef's teaching that it's appropriate to assist a Talmud Chacham who's having trouble even in such a way of taking the Matnas Kahuna and transferring them as such. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.